Here's a challenge for you. Can you create an entire game in a day and a half? That's essentially what participants in this weekend's New Hampshire Game Jam will attempt to do. Create their own games, board, video, or otherwise, in just 36 hours. Glenn Given and Michael Taylor are organizing the New Hampshire Game Jam, and they're here to tell us more about it. Welcome to you both.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
There's a line on the website for the Game Jam. It says, make games that you want to play. Does that mean there's a kind of game that's missing from the marketplace, or is it more about personalizing games for individuals?
The challenge that a lot of people have with games is much like, especially because now there's so many different types of things out there, from violent video games to puzzle games to really complicated farming board games and card games and things like that, that you're spoiled for choice. It might just be simpler to think about what you want to do and create something from the ground up.
Even in the games that are out there, that not that there's anything wrong with them per se, but maybe they just don't do it how you want them to. So it's a matter of just taking your own hands and building it how you should.
So what's the structure then here? How do people come into the game jam, and what's the challenge beyond that 36-hour limit?
Basically, people are, there's can you stay up for 36 hours straight, which is always good, because in the last few hours, people will start to hallucinate.
Yeah, so it's more of an endurance run, really, than anything else.
It's also meant to bring people who really don't work together and challenge you to be accepting of another person's vision and ideas and collaborate creatively with them while you're under such time constraints. We also have there's a hidden theme that you're supposed to create your game based around, you know, like maybe it's birds or I don't know, planes, which I guess are like birds.
We want people to be able to come in and be challenged because they don't know what to expect until they start. And that's pretty much the fun of it, is to challenge yourself through creativity and innovation and to see what comes out the other side.
This is taking place in Manchester, and I'm curious to know more about the game scene there. Do people make games in Manchester, or is this something that there are a lot of people who play games and maybe they'd like to try their hands at making them?
Well, I guess the past decade has seen a real rise in what you would call geek culture. So people playing Dungeons and Dragons or things like that, or people playing too many video games have really become the hobbies of our bosses now. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Northeast has always been a particularly rich place for nerdy game stuff.
Yeah, I mean, even from a video game standpoint, I mean, Boston has definitely always had a very strong game design, game publication culture from a video game perspective.
And Manchester is where The Odyssey was made, because Ralph Baer.
That's right.
So that's basically where video games, literally where they were
so
born.
You know, we pretty much, I think we can safely claim we are the birthplace of gaming as a result of that.
Sure, I think
sure,
that's,
why not?
Do you think that a game produced in Manchester or somewhere in New England would be different from a game produced in, say, Redwood City, California, or New York City?
I think there is. There's stuff that'll probably be slicker if it comes out of Silicon Valley, whereas the stuff that comes out of the Northeast, it's kind of raw and a little more numbers crunchy sometimes. And I think definitely in New England, you see a big push for storytelling games is the biggest change in role-playing games in the past 10 years, and a lot of that is very centered in the Northeast.
What do you think you learn or will learn through the process of creating games about yourself, about games, about other people?
I think there's something unique about games in terms of social interaction that you don't get from other forms of creativity. There's a reliance on the other people that you're playing with, whether it's competitive or cooperative, that you don't get to experience when it comes to a one-way art form like a movie or a book. And I think that can not only explore a lot of whatever the themes of the specific game are, but kind of explore new areas in interpersonal relationships. It can be really casual, and it usually is really, really casual. But I don't know what other thing we do as people besides playing, and by that extension, games, that allows us to have that exploration.
Well, Glenn and Michael, thanks so much, and let the games begin.
Thank you very much.
Glenn Given and Michael Taylor of the New Hampshire Game Jam. You can find more information about the event at nhpr.org.